Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Temura, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah are being learned with Chosas Bas Rachel, Shish Mizrachav and Zevig Hagon, Bikar of Mamish. Now, this parak, in large part, we're going to be discussing the Chatois HaMesos. We had already mentioned this previously in the Masechta. We were talking about the Temura of a Chatois. So we had brought up the idea there are certain Chatois, certain Karbonis Chatois, that they have to be left to die, and we're not able to sell them and use that money for a different Karbon. We just have to put them in a room, lock them up, no food and water, and they're left to die. And these are five Chatois HaMesos. That's Vlad Chatois. The carbon chatos before it's shechted gives birth to an animal. Tumura's chatos, that's classic tumura, or chatos shemesu baleo, if the owners died before they were able to bring the carbon. Chatos shenes chapru baleo, a chatos that the owners already received the kapar from a different animal. Chatos shavar shnasa, if the owner didn't have a chance to bring his carbon chatos and then it got too old, it's not able to be brought, so that also has to be left to die. Now, the main focus that we're going to be discussing in this perek is chatos shenes chapru baleo, the chatos that the owner already received the kapar from a different animal. And the question is, what fits under that category? What exactly is the situation that they received the kapara from a different animal, and so now the original one is going to be left to die? So first Mishnah Aleph tells us, Vlad Chatos, Utmuras Chatos, Chatos Shemesu Baleo, Yamusu. All three of these situations, as we just described, they have to be left to die. There's nothing to do about it. Now, Sha'avar Shnasa, if it became too old, Sha'avda, or if it was lost, V'nimtzeis Balas Mom, and then when by the time they found it, it had already developed a mom. So it depends. If the owners had already received their kapara from a different animal, Tomus, so this one now has to be left to die. And also, V'ena Isa Tamura, it's not able to affect the Tamura. Now, even though it can affect the Tamura and it's supposed to be left to die, still, Loi Nenin, one is not allowed to benefit from it because it still has an element of Kedusha to it. However, Voloi Myelin, one is not going to be over Me'ila if he did benefit from it. And again, this is all if he had already received his Kapar and then they found it. However, Imad Shaloi Kipra Bailim, if it was found before the owners already received the Kapar from a different animal, so Terah Ashet Estaiv, in this situation, this Chatos is not left to die. Rather, it's put out to graze until it gets a mom, but Himacher, then it's sold, and its money is used to purchase a different animal, and then that one is va'isa tamura, could affect the tamura umayelin ba, and if one benefits from it, he is over me'ila. Moving on to Mishnah Beis with more situations, hamafsh chatos va'avda, if a person designated his carbon chatos and it got lost, v'heker v'cheres tachteha, and then a different one was brought in its place, v'acher kachanim tzuzari shayna, and then the original one was found, tamos, so it has to be left to die. This would be a classic case of shekipru ba'alea ba'acher. Now what about the following? Hamafsh ma'is l'chatos, let's say he designated money to be used to purchase a carbon chatos, va'avdu, and then the money got lost, and then a different animal was brought in its stead, and then the money was found, so it has to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech, into the Dead Sea, which basically means it has to be disposed of and no one's able to benefit from it, and that's basically like the chatos being left to die. We're going to stop before the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet with more situations. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.